Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast number 750. This is Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They simply need to just pray. If I can encourage you to simply just pray to God in faith believing in the all-powerful name of Jesus Christ, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray, dear friends, based upon our subjective feelings. Rather, we pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God by faith. Beloved, our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today, that is the Holy Bible, is Jeremiah chapter 42, verse 4, which says, "Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to your words, and it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you." Beloved, allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from the Holy Word of God from Matthew Henry's commentary. Jeremiah faithfully promises them to pray for direction for them, and whatever message God should send to them by him, he would deliver it to them just as he received it, without adding, altering, or diminishing. Ministers may hence learn, number one, conscientiously to pray for those who desire their prayers. I will pray for you according to your words. Though they had slighted him, yet like Samuel when he was slighted, he will not sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for them. 1 Samuel 12:23. And number two, conscientiously to advise those who desire their advice as near as they can to the mind of God, not keeping back anything that is profitable for them, whether it be pleasing or not, but to declare to them the whole counsel of God, that they may approve themselves true to their trust. Beloved, our featured prayer motivator quote is from from Miriam Kanai. She said, "We should pray and intercede for our family members, and especially those who cannot or will not pray for themselves." And I say amen. Now, my personal encouragement for you today is this. Here are four more ways to pray for other people. Number one, ask that God will cause the believer to not love the world system. Number two, ask God that the person have a spirit of brokenness and humility. Number three, ask that the person have a servant's heart. And number four, ask that the person be able to build a scriptural family, a biblical family. Now, beloved, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled The Necessity for Praying Men, Part 4, from the book The Weapon of Prayer by Dr. E.M. Bounds. Dr. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, Jesus Christ was the divinely appointed leader of God's people, and no one thing in his life proves his imminent fitness for that office so fully as his habit of prayer. Nothing is more suggestive of thought than Christ's continual praying, and nothing is more conspicuous about him than prayer. His campaigns were arranged, his victories gained in the struggles and communion of his all-night praying. His praying rent the heavens. Moses and Elijah and the transfiguration glory waited on his praying. His miracles and his teaching had their force from the same source. Gethsemane's praying crimsoned Calvary with serenity and glory. His prayer makes the history and hastens the triumphs of his church. What an inspiration and command to prayer is Christ's life. What a comment on its worth, how he shames our lives by his praying. Like all his followers who have drawn God nearer to the world and lifted the world nearer to God, Jesus was the man of prayer, made of God, a leader and commander to his people. His leadership was one of prayer. A great leader he was because he was great in prayer. All great leaders for God have fashioned their leadership in the wrestlings of their closets. Many great men have led and molded the church who have not been great in prayer, but they were great only in their plans, great for their opinions, great for their organization, great by natural gifts, by the force of genius or of character. However, they were not great. Pardon me. However, they were not great for God. But Jesus Christ was a great leader for God. His was the great leadership of great praying. God was in his leadership greatly because prayer was in it greatly. We might just well express the wish that we be taught by him to pray and to pray more and more. Herein has been the secret of the men of prayer in the past history of the church. Their hearts were after God. Their desires were on him. Their prayers were addressed to him. They communed with him, sought nothing of the world, sought great things of God, wrestled with him, conquered all opposing forces, and opened up the channel of faith deep and broad between them and heaven. And all this was done by the use of prayer, holy meditation, spiritual desires, heavenly drawings, swayed their intellects, enriched their emotions, and filled and enlarged their hearts. And all this was so because they were first of all men of prayer. Are you a person of prayer, dear friend? Pray without ceasing. Pray like Jesus for the glory of God. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. That's right. We don't just talk about prayer. We don't just encourage people to pray. We pray ourselves. In fact, we pray without ceasing. At the top of every hour and in between, we pray around here. And we encourage you to do the same. So please join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for what our hearts have felt and our ears have heard. Help us to pray like Jesus. Have mercy and grace upon us. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sin of prayerlessness and help us to repent. And now, Lord, we pray collectively and individually for the following things. We pray for over 3 million souls to come to know your Savior through this ministry alone. We pray for the revival of your church and for over 3 million Christians to be revived through the preaching and through this ministry by the power of your grace, by the power of your Holy Spirit. And we pray for millions more multiplied, millions more to be saved and blessed and revived through other ministries. We pray for the healing of Christian marriages and families by people who claim to be Christians obeying Ephesians chapter 5 and Ephesians chapter 6 and other passages in your holy word to heal their families. We pray for an awakening to take place in this country and a healing. We pray for blessings and guidance for all pastors and church servants and missionaries across the country and around the globe. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries, states, counties, cities, police officers, sheriffs. We include them in prayer as well. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray, Lord, for Olajid. Please bless him with ministry growth. We pray for John Rave. Please bless him with monthly ministry donations for rural pastors, widows, orphan children, women's Bible education ministry, VBS ministry and refugee camps, and pastors, leadership, development training. Lord, we pray for Vicky. Please bless Birch Church, New Life Assembly of God, with more growth for the complete salvation and peace of Iran and the Middle East. Holy Father God, we also pray for the following people who have trusted you as Savior in their hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm these in the faith and help them to grow in the faith to become the strong Christians that you want them to be. Filled with your Holy Spirit, we pray specifically, we pray for all of those who have done so, and we pray for specifically for Amor, Renna, and Arthi. And now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Megan, Christine and Frederick, and we pray for all of the others as well. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at PrayerMD.com or PrayerMotivatorDevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.